Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. You showed the way, the truth, and life in a person to show us the reality of what's available for us. And then you paid the price. You died. You rose again. And you are Lord now for those that come to you and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, you're ruling and reigning. And thank you, we partake of resurrection life now on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 28 from verse 11 to 15. After the woman left the tomb, a few of the guards went into Jerusalem and told the chief priests everything they had seen and heard. So the chief priests called a meeting with all the religious leaders and came up with a plan. They bribed the guards with a large sum of money and told them, "Tell everyone, while we were asleep, his disciples came at night and stole his body. If Pilate finds out about this, don't worry, we'll make sure you don't get blamed." So they took the money and did as they were told. That is why the story of the gods is still circulated among the Jews to this day.
So here we see, the resurrection has taken place. God has reconciled Jew and Gentile to both have access to the new Jerusalem, to be born again into the new Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, and receive the Spirit and so be circumcised in the Spirit, and their praises from God. And that's the type of worship God is looking for, true worshipers. And so today you've got people that are antichrist, and then people that are for Christ, with Christ, gathering with him. If you're not for me, you're against me. If you're not gathering with me, you're scattering. And so the truths are there for all to see. All the prophecies of the old covenant of Jesus coming, that's what everyone was waiting, that was what creation was longing for, the coming of Jesus, and that's what the Old Testament was all about, speaking about Jesus coming. Praise God, he came, he showed the life, he walked the talk in tune with his Father, not seeking his own glory, and then he paid the price so that we can all, everyone, Jew and Gentile, can come back. But now we still got the scenario of where people are antichrist because of wrong teachings. And here we can see when the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, had Jesus and they were judging him, he said, "From now on, you will see me seated on the right hand of the Father and coming in clouds of heaven." Now, how did this take place? Well, this took place is that he was risen. Amen. He came back in a powerful way with signs and wonders. Clouds from heaven is our Father's prayer. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly blessings. Joseph and Nicodemus, part of them were saved. They were a testimony of what can happen when you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," for them. And then their temple was destroyed. The veil was split open from top to bottom. The old prophets of old came out of the tomb. It's been recorded that they listened to a couple of them, spoke to them. So there is no excuse for unbelief. There is so much truth out there if you want to see it. But if you've been blinded by the devil, like so many people, everyone that is anti-Christ and anti-gospel, you are being stolen from, you've been lied to, and because you've been lied to, your inheritance has been stolen. And he's deceiving, and he's here to kill and destroy you. But praise God, Jesus has come to give us life, guys. So know, amen, know you are on the right path when you have acknowledged Jesus and you've submitted your life. You've turned away from the world and you committed to Jesus and his kingdom on a daily basis. And acknowledging him in all your ways, you see him. He comes through, amen. He done a full-time job and he's looking for full-time believers. And you're a full-time believer, irrespective of you in full-time ministry or not. You called to know your God, to walk with your God, and from hearing your God, serve him, working with him. The grace of God is not in vain. So be blessed today and every day. The living reality has come. We have a king ruling in righteousness and bringing justice to this earth through noble people who have noble plans. And then by noble plans, they stand, because that's God working in them to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So thank you, Lord, for your kingdom that has come. And I thank you, you raise up your kings and queens to fill all things, as your word says in Ephesians 1. In Jesus' name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Thank you for our daily bread that is keeping us in tune, in love, in forgiveness. And there's no room for the devil in our lives any longer. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.